So I find at times it is very easy to get overwhelmed by what is going on around this world and around in our lives. And those times when I do, I find that God puts a certain song that I remember from childhood that used to build me up. So one of them I was singing in my head this week was "What a Mighty God We Serve." I don't know if you guys, if it's a Lutheran hymn or not, or tune, but we used to sing it all the time. It's like, "What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him." You know, so and forth. And "What a mighty God we serve." And then "I Love to Tell the Story" was another one. Because it's really easy at times to get overwhelmed by all the news that we hear in the world. And what the future might bring, what today, tomorrow. And if I could give a message from my future self, I'd probably be saying, don't worry about the unpredictability of today, tomorrow, and the next. And take a deep breath. For God is with you until you see it through, whatever you might be going through. And in parentheses, put my disclaimer that it might not look how you thought. And I'm not often like a Pollyanna where everything is hope and oh, just good thoughts. But also I'm not a pessimist that everything is going to be doom and gloom. I'm trying to find that healthy balance between the two of them. And in the message today, Christ is doing his best to tell the Pharisees and those with him that today and tomorrow, they'll take care of themselves. He knows what must be done. He's going to take care of it. And he's telling them, with especially for the Pharisees that say, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He's like, "Go tell that fox for me." You know, kind of like, just chill. And he says, "I am casting out demons and performing cures today, tomorrow, and on the third day I have finished my work." And it kind of correlates with our thought of when Christ is crucified, that there's 3 days before he is raised again, that his work was finished. And I also thought about when the Pharisees are telling him to get away, run, flee Herod. It reminds me of Martin Luther and Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and how with Martin Luther, they wanted to hide him away so he could escape the German kings that wanted to kill him because of his message and of the Catholics that were trying to persecute him. And with Bonhoeffer, how those that in his inner circle said, "Get away from here. Go to America. Stay in America, for Germany is not safe for you right now." And sure enough, he got picked up by the Gestapo and put into a prison. And just those thoughts of fleeing and running away from those things when we know what we are doing is more than likely going to end up not as we thought. But Christ knows. He knows that it's not going to be Herod that persecutes him. He knows that he must get to Jerusalem, but it's going to be in God's own timing. Because there were things that had to happen before he got there. And yet he still wants to protect Jerusalem from the destruction that is going to be coming, that they are bringing upon themselves. Because he still wants to protect them. As a hen gathers her brood under her wings, he wants to gather the children of Jerusalem under his arms to protect them. And he desires and he knows what he wants to do, and yet he knows what is going to happen. And he knows that in 3 days, the temple, when he gets there, that the temple will be destroyed and resurrected in 3 days. He knows that when he gets to Jerusalem, there'll be praise on Palm Sunday, waving their palms as Jesus comes into the city, "Thy triumphant King. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." And he knows that he's going to get rejected. He knows that he has to give his life up for us. He knows all this, and yet he doesn't turn and flee from what he knows. And for us, we don't know what today, tomorrow, or the next will bring. We have hope. We have predictability that, well, we know that tomorrow I'm going to get up and I'm going to get my kids up and then I'm going to go do my work. And we can make guesses. We can have assumptions. We can have hope for the next day, for the next month, for the next year. And we know that the world is always changing. Sometimes it feels like it's going a lot faster, and sometimes it feels like it's on that slow, and you're just like, okay, let's, like, 2020 seemed like 5 years instead of one. And we know that we're not guaranteed the stability that we want, that we come to just yearn for, so that we can just enjoy the next year and the following after that. And we have this unpredictability still going on around us with the wars, the famine, the pandemics, the aging that we do each and every day, the illness that happens unexpectedly. However, we are promised in our baptism that we are claimed and adopted beloved children of God. We are promised grace. Grace that affords joy, pleasure, delight, grace of a loving kindness and a merciful God, which exerts his holy influence upon our souls and turns us to Christ, keeps us, strengthens us, increases our faith, our knowledge, and affection, and kindles that light that is within us to shine upon others. And we are promised of God's all-encompassing love and compassion for us, which we in turn can pass along to others. And we don't have to worry about the next day or the following day, because God sees each and every day. God sees our paths and walks beside us and carries us when we cannot go any further. And God gathers not only us, but all of us into his arms, like Christ wants to gather the chicks and the children of Jerusalem under his arms, to protect us, to nourish us, and to sustain us through each and every day that we go forth. Amen.